Andrea Williams is from the organisation Christian Concern, who's with me now. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Are you in favour of this technique or not?
No, I'm opposed to this technique. Of course, I very, very much hope that we will find a cure for mitochondrial disease. But let me say that what this technique does not do is provide a cure. And what it does is it enters into a new form of science that puts us in the United Kingdom out of step with the whole of the scientific community across the globe.
Well, some would argue it's leading the way. Some would argue we're leading the way here.
Well, actually, we've got massive opposition from UNESCO, from the Council of European Convention, from the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union, from the United States Food and Drug Administration, that have expressed the view that not enough preclinical work has been done to ensure that the proposals are safe. I mean, here what we have to remember is for the first time we are going to be creating a life that has the genetic makeup of three persons. Where that has been done so far on animal experimentations, we found there has been mutations of the germline that have led to some quite horrific consequences, life-limiting situations. And so actually we are progressing towards a situation absolutely into the unknown, creating a person who will then have DNA that is altered, that is changed, and will be passed not just to that person, but to that person's children and beyond. So it's a very serious line to cross, this notion that we can manipulate the personality, the germline of a future person.
We heard from Professor Doug Turnbull earlier on, Director of the Wellcome Trust Centre for Mitochondrial Research. England's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Dame Sally Davis, said in her opinion the benefits outweigh any concerns. We spoke to the Medical Director of the Bourne Hall Clinic, who was adamant that this is okay. This is, you know, you're scaremongering here. This is specifically for mitochondrial.
We're not scaremongering. We can list those people who have vested interests to be at the forefront of science, but let's be at the forefront of science in a way that is ethical and the way that is safe and that works towards a cure for mitochondrial disease. Remember, what we are doing here is ensuring that nobody with mitochondrial disease is born, and in the process one of the techniques will involve destroying a healthy embryo in order to donate to the mitochondrial-free embryo. That's already quite serious. You're trading one life for another life, which will be mitochondrial-free. That's serious ethical, scientific stuff about which we need to pause and we need to think. And I very much hope this afternoon that MPs will come behind Fiona Bruce's very sensible motion, which follows the United States Food and Drug Administration, who've expressed the view that not enough preclinical work has been done to ensure that the proposals are safe, because they permit the genetic modification of human embryos, and because these regulations permit human embryos to be created only to be destroyed, and that there are massive unanswered questions because of the legality of the regulations at both domestic and international level.
Gonna have to leave it there. Andrea Williams, thank you very much from Christian Concern.